Metro TV, how may I help you?
Hi, Aaron, it's Jesse. How are you doing?
Good. How about you, Jesse?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Aaron, I just got a message from the customer service rep that you had called in.
Yeah,
I was on my lunch, so.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're on California time, so.
Yeah. So, did you want to get everything all set up then?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about it a little more, but we are, again, like I said in our last talk, we are very interested. It's just knowing that we have an issue, and we're wondering if this local splash would be able to solve that issue.
Sure. What's the issue?
We want to be number one in our area for appliance repair.
Of course. Right. Yeah, I mean, so that's what we work on doing for you, is getting you up there, right? So
yeah.
The thing, too, with Aaron, the thing with Google, Aaron, is, just so you know, it's not like paying for a spot in the yellow pages, right? Sometimes it does rotate. So, like, for our company, if you look up local SEO Costa Mesa, California, we come up number one, but I've seen us come up number two. You know, it just sometimes that's just how Google works, is it will rotate between one, two, and three.
And I guess number one wouldn't be. I guess I just want to. We want to show up. Like when you type in appliance repair in our area, I'll do it right now. You don't see our company.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so that's exactly what we would work. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We would definitely do that for you. That's specifically
like
what
we're
we
not
do.
Even like showing. Like it's not even listed.
So you mean like for a Google business profile, is that kind of what you're talking about?
No, like when a customer wants an appliance repair, they can look through the list of every appliance repair in the area. I'm looking up our zip code and I'm not showing Metro TV and appliances. And that's what I'm wondering if you could fix.
Yeah, so that is specifically, Aaron, what we do. I mean, you have a pretty great online presence already, right? Like, you have – I know I've gone over this with you. You have the Google business profile. You have a ton of reviews. I mean, it is not going to be difficult for us at all to be able to get you there on that first page when people search for your keyword phrases within the service area that you want to target. So, I mean, that – I usually people that I talk to have no online presence. So the fact that you already have this Google business profile, you have some directory listings, you have a Facebook business profile, this is really just going to increase the timeline and getting you up there and going on that first page.
And do you guys produce content as well then, or how does that work?
Produce content? Yes, that's something we can do.
So you guys do Google ads, or you guys do like Facebook and Google ads, would that mean you guys are creating content to promote that, or?
Yes, so the package that I had mentioned to you was our Facebook ad package. We do have a Google ad package. It's just more a matter of what you're trying to get out of it. I would personally suggest the Facebook one. But, I mean, you definitely can get increased advertising from doing Google ads as well.
Why Facebook over Google? Because we don't...
Well, they just have a higher percent conversion. So the Google ads actually only have a 4% conversion, where Facebook ads actually have a 9% conversion across all industries.
Okay.
So I, you know, personally just like to get you more bang for your buck.
Okay, sounds good. And are you able to still do the deal that we talked about? Are you able to
yeah,
do that? Or just...
So I asked my boss before I called you if I could go ahead and still implement that rate. And, yeah, I can do the $249 with the $99 setup fee. And then it would
okay.
stay that as long as you're with us.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, so... Aaron, I just need to get some details about your company. Anything I mention here is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But what's your last name?
Ibrahim, E-B-R-A-H-I-M.
E-B-R-A-H-I-M. Sorry.
No, you're good.
So, E-B-R-A-I-M?
E-B-R-A-H-I-M.
H-I-M, okay. Sorry, I'm a little dyslexic sometimes. And what's the best email for you?
Personal or work?
Well, just so that we can send you, like, the invoice and stuff like that. I guess whichever one you would probably prefer to be promoted.
Would be service.
Okay.
Service at
Metro
TV - Audio Tech.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, and then the best address for you, it's going to be the 1107 North Cotner Boulevard?
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm just going to get some basics here about the company. Now, as far as your hours of operation, what is that?
8:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, 9 to 12.
And then, do you have licensing and insurance?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, now, as far as your website goes, the one that you currently have, this is a website that you're going to want to keep, or do you actually want us to create a website for you? Because I had mentioned that to you last time, but I wasn't really sure on if you wanted to do the website through us, or if you actually just wanted to keep on promoting your own website that you have here.
So will we have the same domain and stuff? Because we want to keep our domain. We like our website, though. We're able to improve it through WordPress. It's not too hard. I think we'll keep our website. But you did say it was like a free service, so if we could have two websites, I mean, that's no issue there. See which one looks better.
Well, so having two websites, it just isn't good for your online presence. So it's just sending traffic in two different directions. So you don't, you know, it's better to just have it all go to the same place.
Okay. Yeah.
Either way, you know, it's still always there for you, Aaron. If you decide in the future you want to do a website, totally fine. But for right now, we can absolutely go ahead and just, you know, promote your website on your Google Business profile. So, I got everything here. Now I have your Facebook business profile, and then the services you're doing.
And Facebook, which one do you have? Because we lost access to one of the accounts, one of the Facebook accounts, and we tried to recover it, and that was never possible. Which Metro TV do you have access to?
It has. It's Metro? Like an older man is like the last.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That was the one.
Yeah, it looks like the last post was in 2021. So is this the one that you don't have access to?
No, that is the one we have access to.
Okay. All right. Yeah, got that. And then you're doing audio repair, appliance repair.
Mainly we want to promote appliance repair. And appliances and TV. Appliances is where we get most of our business.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. So I'm going to go ahead here and schedule your client interview. Now, Aaron, the client interview, it's about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. I could probably, the rest of today is pretty booked. Do you have any time tomorrow? Like, what time would work best for you tomorrow?
So your time, 1 p.m., like right after lunch?
Okay. Yeah, Pacific time, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, like your time after, like right after lunch for you.
Okay, perfect. I'll schedule it. It'll be from 1 to 2. The whole call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you.
Yeah.
Okay. So Aaron, I have everything I need here. You know, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Splash family. I'm actually going to be getting over my financial agent to go over the payment information. So her name is
working with you, or who would I be? Who would be my point of contact with this company?
You know what? I emailed you, right? You have my extension and phone number in the email I sent, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I'm here to be a lead on your account. Aaron, you can call me at any time or email me if you need something escalated or whatever it may be, but I don't actually personally set up the accounts. So you have a whole account management team for that, and they're really knowledgeable on any, like, kind of technical issues that you might have. But you also get, through your reporting dashboard that you're given, you're given points of contact there. So you can always reach customer service through your reporting dashboard as well. So we make it so it's easy.
Your website then?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Where is the dashboard? What website is that?
So once you make payment, you actually get the reporting dashboard, and then it's created custom to your business. So you get the login credentials for it within about 5 to 7 business days.
Okay,
perfect. So, Aaron, I'm getting Amy on the line right now. She's wonderful. She's going to finish taking care of you, and it's been such a pleasure, okay?
Thank you.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.